Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Welcome to today's episode. The takeaway that I want you to take today is for you to understand what your child really desires. Okay, so what sparked this conversation? This is a conversation that I'm super passionate about, that I love having. And I caught up with a friend recently, and she said something to me that really hit home. And I think, and I know that she's not the only one that feels this way. So I wanted to unpack this a little bit. Okay, so understanding what your child really desires. As parents, we're often sold the idea that your child will only have a good childhood if you do all these experiences and adventures with them, or if you take them to Disney or this and that. But that is false. That is completely false, okay? Even for me, and I think this is something that we can especially relate to right now, because we have been so literally locked up over the last 2 years, and we feel like our children are missing out. We feel like we're missing our chance to make an impression on our child, which again, it is false, right? For me, I've been desiring to take my daughter to Great Wolf Lodge. And it's a bit of a challenge for us because it's either a really, really long drive in Canada or like a relatively long drive in the States, right? And it's really funny because recently we went to a swimming pool in our city, and they have a massive water slide there, and she's so excited to try it. And I thought, I've been like picking my brain on trying to find a way to create this big experience for her, to bring her to like an indoor water park for 2 years now. Although that being said, I've been like wanting her to be old enough so she can enjoy all the rides and not be scared, and to be kind of like a good enough swimmer so that she can do it all, right? So it was like partly waiting for her to grow a little bit before taking her. But then there's this water slide literally in our backyard, right? Like at a 10-minute drive from us. And I didn't even really know about it, or I minimized the value of it because it wasn't a really big experience, because it wasn't at specifically Great Wolf Lodge, right? So the mistake that we make as parents is that we think that it needs to be something big. It needs to be something fancy, right? And it's not really our fault, because it's the narrative that we get from society, that those things are important, that taking your child to Disney throughout their childhood is important, that taking them maybe on a hot vacation is important, and that is like something they need to do to so that we can leave a good impression on our children. But I'm here to tell you that is completely false. Do that if you desire to, 100%. It is not necessary, however. Relationships, they're built in the small moments. It's the small moments that matter. Okay, let me unpack this a little bit. Okay, what your child really wants is you, your presence, your patience, your love. Our children, they have three core psychological needs on top of being safe, on top of safety. Okay, that's obviously a need that is important to have filled. But on top of that, the three core psychological needs that they have is to be seen, to be heard, and to know that they are worthy, to know that they matter. Okay, so if we look at this and we're like, okay, sure, I'm going to take my child to Disney. It's an exciting thing. It's an adventure. It can be lots of fun. But we all know that in travel situations and on family trips, sometimes it's not as perfect as we imagined it to be, as we fantasized it would be, right? So that's one thing. But the other thing, this trip maybe will happen once in their childhood. Maybe it'll happen once a year. Okay. But what about every other single day? If you take them on this trip, yet their core psychological needs of being seen, heard, and know that they are worthy are not filled on a daily or regular basis, taking them on this trip is not going to do much. They're going to remember, yeah, mom took me there. But still, on a regular basis, in the day to day, in the small moments, I didn't feel heard, I didn't feel seen, and I didn't feel worthy. Now, how do we make our children feel seen, heard, and worthy? Well, that's a lengthy conversation that we can have, right? But the first step is that it starts with us, right? And that's a conversation for a different day. And that's a conversation that I have inside all three of my containers: one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and the Growing by Design method, okay? But what happens when we shift this perception? When we stop wanting to make an impression on our kids with like some fancy trip or adventure, and to create these big memories through like once a year kind of experience, and start focusing on the present moment, on the small moments, and we start to do the inner child healing work so that we can see our children, hear our children, and make them feel worthy. Right? And inner child healing work here is necessary for many reasons, but for one big reason, it comes down to this: you can only love someone as much as you love yourself. You can only hear someone else as much as you hear yourself. You can only see someone else as much as you see yourself. And you can only like make someone else feel worthy if you feel worthy yourself. And for most of us, the answer here is no. And if we go back to last week's episode, right, so many moms have a hard time simply taking time out of their day to prioritize themselves. Well, what that kind of the underlying thing here is that if you can't even take a little bit of time out of your day to prioritize yourself, to prioritize your own needs, most of the time I can tell you that you don't really feel seen, you don't really feel heard, you don't really feel worthy. Because if you did, you would take that time to prioritize your own values. So that is how it's all interconnected. And then we start looking at, behavior flags for our children that let us know that they're not being seen, heard, and feel worthy. But it starts with us. It starts with us, okay? So the tip that I want to give you and that I want you to take away today is to live in the present moment, to focus on meeting your core needs so that you can focus on meeting your child's core needs. And I get it. This can be easier said than done. Because if you're just, again, focusing on your child, but you don't even feel seen, heard, and worthy yourself, you can't really get very far. You need to do that inner child healing work to release your foot off the brakes so that what the efforts that you're putting into making your child feel seen, heard, and worthy are actually working. Okay, I hope that makes sense to you. So the big theme is it starts with you. And yeah, take your child on these trips 100%. I'm not telling you not to, but I'm telling you that it's not the be all end all. Focus on the present moment. If they feel super seen, super heard, and super worthy, doesn't matter what you do with them. Doesn't matter if you take them on this trip or not. They're going to have pleasant memories of their childhood. Okay, so if this work resonates with you at all and you desire to go deeper, there's two options for you. Intentional Parenting, it is a free app. The link will be in the bio in the show notes, and you can check it out And inside there, I talk about the three core pillars that I work with, which are human design, inner child healing, and conscious parenting. Okay. And what working with these tools are, I created this app to give you a transformation. I give you five secrets to be an intentional parent. And when you apply these five secrets, you will get a transformation. And if you desire to go even deeper, the Growing by Design method, which is my signature program, which we dive really deep in these three pillars, is now, the doors are now open for a very limited time. Okay? So it's all about know you, be you. When we understand ourselves, we deepen our self-love and acceptance. And we are able to then love and accept our children more. And for who they are, not who we want them to be, for who they are. When we're able to do that and to understand who they are, we are able to create an environment for them to thrive in, right? We're able to confidently guide them and teach them through connection instead of control. And then my most favorite thing is that there is no better or worse parent. There's simply a more or less healed parent. So let's heal together. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.